Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a 200-mile-per-hour boat. It's the Food Show, and we're live with Al Copeland Jr. and James Musser. We're talking some great things. We went to eating food to fighting cancer, and we're rolling back into food again. And, you know, the Copeland family has been known for not being afraid to throw concepts out there. You know, they are, especially Big Al, he was not scared of doing things that have never been done before. We're not talking about Popeyes. We're talking about, not talking about Copeland's, but you can just imagine all the concepts that's been up and, you know, just to keep it fresh and keep it new. And that has not stopped. In fact, Al Copeland Jr., he's his daddy's son. He's keeping it alive. And there's a couple of new concepts just starting. And ones are going to open and within the next month or so. And you have a new catering company that has it launched, or is it about to launch?
No, it's officially launched. It's good to go.
Okay. Well, tell us about it.
Let me just tell you, first of all, how it happened and how I think it fits so well. I mean, it's about timing, really. And first of all, New Orleans is one of the culinary capitals of the United States, you know, and we recognize that, and we want to put that food out there and do it really well. It's our first off-site catering division that we've ever opened. And Mirepoix, as you know, is like the holy trinity of Cajun cooking, but
right.
It's done with onions, celeries, and carrots. So Mirepoix has a nice ring to it. I love the name. I think it says sophistication. And as you notice, it doesn't say Copeland's in the name. And the reason we didn't want to do that is because we don't want people to get confused. And Chef James here is going to take you through the food because it's such a diverse menu. I wouldn't want anybody to think that they're just getting Copeland's food. You can get Copeland's food, but there's an amazing array of other menu items that you can get. And the reason that this is so just perfect right now, I mean, we've got Copeland's is 35 years old this past year, so we're working on 36. And we've got a great culinary history and a love and passion for New Orleans food and just serving food in general. And this gives us an opportunity to show off, creative people that work for us to show off and showcase their food, which they love to do. And I just think the other thing about this is just utilizing our resources. We've got six or seven restaurants around within a 60-mile ring of New Orleans. So we've got the skilled labor force, the cooking skilled labor force, the serving skilled labor force to pull from. So we have a qualified staff to be able to pull from in order to do these events. And, you know, they're underutilized in their restaurant, and it's an opportunity for them to flex their muscle, expand their wings, and develop some new skills and so forth. So I'm really excited about it. I think it's a great business to be in, and we're now can be able to take this experience, and we go wherever you go.
Yeah. And you know what's so fun about that? I mean, I've never witnessed it, but just outside looking in, the catering business, it's a different day every day. It's mm-hmm. not going rolling into the same kitchen, cooking the same food. It's a different challenge every day, and I think that's what makes some of these catering companies stay on their toes, keeps it fresh, and it keeps it fun. And mm-hmm. James, you're at the helm of that?
Yes, sir.
Man, that's awesome, man. That's a lot of weight on the shoulders, man, but you're the man for the job.
No problem. I'll take it any day.
What's some of the food you love popping out?
Well, so Mirepoix, we have our entire catalog, our entire archive at our fingertips. I can do everything that any of our concepts have ever done, from Copeland's to Cheesecake Bistro to Estrella, even throwbacks like Wrap and Roll or Super Popeyes. If we have the physical ability to produce the food, we can and will do it. And we also have food that we've never even thought of that we can customize for your events. Rachel Lapkin, who is our my counterpart in the front of house, she books all the parties and she talks to all the clients, And there is no, basically. If you want it and we can do it, we'll do it for you.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And you have not only do you will come, you also have a banquet facility. Mm-hmm. They can come to you as well.
Yeah, at the Copeland Tower, we have the ballroom that you mentioned earlier that is shared space with the hotel, and they produce banquets and parties out of that all the time. And whenever we need to roll in and do a Mirepoix event, it's available to us.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Right. Everything we are indeed over the years that we put in the file and didn't put on the menu, I mean, we've got it available. And so it's really light stuff, too. I mean, I think that Copeland's has looked at most of the food feels is heavy. And we've got some just great, flavorful dishes that are super light and super elegant as past foods that are just phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Is there a way to get in touch with the Mirepoix group as far as website? Or?
Yeah, our website is up right now. It's mirepoixcatering.com, and you can it has all the contact information for Rachel and for the company itself there.
Yeah. I'm not sure how many events you've done yet because it's super brand new, but I went to the launch party. It had to be in the last 3 weeks or so, and it was absolutely amazing. I'm talking about, you know, you live in New Orleans, you know, that's why restaurants in New Orleans got to be so good, because the home cooks are so good. And, you know, I've been around plenty of chefs over the years. You know, my team yesterday on the food show was Torrey McPhail with Commander's Palace.
Yeah.
And he just opened a new restaurant with T. Martin called Picnic. And he had some fried chicken here. And I brought up
some remnants
tomorrow. Yeah. And it was really good. I told him I was going to go by and get a piece for y'all to try. But
I've tried it.
Yeah.
It's serious.
But I didn't make it. But what I'm saying is, you know, this when that launch party, if that was just a little taste of the portfolio that you guys have, and you can come to people's homes, or you can go to event spaces, or come to their backyard or event parties and just knock it out the park. The food is absolutely amazing. And you're right, Al. I had the best prime rib I've ever had. And that's my business, is cooking beef. And I couldn't have – I don't know how y'all did that. I don't know if there's a special machine that cooked
that.
Maybe
I'll sell you some spice.
Oh, man, it was crazy.
Yeah, spice holes in the moisture, man. We get nice and juicy.
And that's what y'all are like. That's what if when you know Copeland's, they put the spice on it. And it's not necessarily spicy. It puts that flavor to it, and I had some great hors d'oeuvres and just light. I had a gumbo.
We had like 10 hors d'oeuvres, and we had like 7 food stations with gumbo, tomato basil chicken. We had like a cauliflower gratin with that prime rib. We had barbecue shrimp over rosemary grits. You know, a lavish dessert station, and part of that was Haydell's Bakery helped us out with. And yeah, it was
and nothing
fun
subpar.
Event.
So that's going to be fun for y'all to put that out, and that's happening right now. So you know, what's the website again on Mirepoix?
MirepoixCatering.com.
And if I've been to the website, it is really lively. When you look at this website, you know you're going to be hungry right away because it just shows you exactly what they do and where they're going from. And the Copeland family. With over 35 years, I mean, it's more than 30. Copeland's of New Orleans has been open that long. That's older than me. And just the family's been involved in the culinary industry and so rooted in the culinary community. And they're branching off to service you at your own home or your own event space that you're choosing. And that is absolutely amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, we're we've been... approved as a vendor at about 10 different locations. I don't know them off the top of my head, but they're on the website. And you know, we want to be available to as many people as possible. We're new. February 20th was our launch party where we just put it together and kind of went to market with it. So, I mean, we're a month out the gate. And so we got a few gigs going, but... a lot of proposals out there at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to fall right in line because
thank you.
Y'all are doing a great job. And also, you know, when you think of anything else y'all want to say about Mirepoix?
We'll be helping out Chad Landry in his next event coming up, but we'll be representing there too as well. Lymphomaniacs.
1,600 people at the Mardi Gras World.
Yeah.
Oh man, I remember that all too well.
Big 70s party, man. Yeah. It's crazy.
That was the best party I have ever been to. I tell Chad this. Lymphomaniacs, it's actually, I'm on a Hogs team, Hogs for the Cause team, so it's not hurting Chad to promote Hogs because he's sold out. You can't go if you wanted to go.
That's right.
But anyways, I went last year to this 70s party, and all the money goes to battle lymphoma. And I took a little date with me, and it was absolutely the funnest party. Not just a fundraiser party. I'm talking about party I've ever been to. I found myself dancing my butt off, ending up, some guy gave me this gold coin. I was dancing so hard. And this gold,
you made it to the finals.
And then the same guy on the stage lifts up the gold coin and says, hey, if you got a gold coin, come to the stage. And it was a dance party. And I was
contest.
A little.
Contest.
It was a contest. Yeah. And I was, me and my date, we were a little too over the edge for a contest because Chad told me the next day after we absolutely embarrassed ourselves that these people look forward to this contest and they practice and practice and practice and practice. So it was cool to make the stage, but obviously when we were on stage, we fell short. But definitely, it's awesome that y'all are going to be there.
Yep.
And coming up, you know, I think that's everybody knows the concepts from Al Copeland, from Copeland's of New Orleans to Cheesecake Bistro. And the Cheesecake Bistro that was on St. Charles that I absolutely loved. And my favorite thing was that bread bowl with what was in that?
Barbecue shrimp. That was my first taste at Cheesecake Bistro. Like when that came around, when that restaurant was opening, they flipped
man.
It from Strayas to Cheesecake Bistro. I was working as a cook in Copeland's and Slidell. And at the time, we were running a contest. It was a crawfish Zydeco contest. And it was a company-wide contest, and it had two layers, company-wide and then store level. And within the store, basically, the managers picked teams of servers and cooks and dishwashers and whatnot. And I remember my store, Slidell, won the contest for the entire company, and my team, I was just a line cook. You know, all I contributed was making salads all day. And my store won it, and then my team won it for the restaurant. And the prize was a stretch limo ride picked our team up from Copeland's and Slidell and drove us to St. Charles at this location that we're about to reopen again. And treated like royalty. We got a red carpet rolled out. We walked in. We sat down at the best table in the house. And my very first taste, my very first bite of what Cheesecake Bistro had to offer at the time was that barbecue shrimp linguine in that pizza pasta bowl.
Pizza pasta bowl.
And you can't get that at Copeland's, right?
No, not like that.
And see, that's what's so amazing is you have all these, just a couple of concepts, not a stone's throw from each other, and it's, you know, the food's different, and they work. And that's what you're good at, and that's what that takes. The team that puts that together takes so much talent, so much strategy, and so much thinking and know-how. So that mirepoix is just going to, I'm telling you, it's going to, I hope you're ready.
We're ready. Without that staffing, you know, we wouldn't be ready. We have to have the staff to be able to accommodate a first-class event. And we're ready for that. Food's ready. The kitchen's ready. The Copeland Tower provides us that great R&D lab you talked about.
Yep, yep.
Plus, there's another kitchen downstairs. And we've also got, our kitchens within our restaurants and other opportunities if we need to expand from there.
Yep, and we're going to be coming into a break in the next few minutes. But I'm gonna start it off. Cheesecake Bistro, it shut down months back, and there's about to be something new on the horizon from Al Copeland Jr. and another chef, along with James. We'll tell you about it. This is The Food Show, 105.3 FM, HD2. All right, y'all. Reba, you're on The Food Show, 105.3 FM, HD2. We're here in J.W. Kennedy with Parkway Bakery. I'm standing in for Mr. Tom Fitzmaurice, the legend. Hope him and Marianne are having a wonderful time, and I'm going to miss being on the show until the next time they go on vacation. But look, we got some great things to talk about coming up right now. We've been talking to Al Copeland Jr., James Musser, And we were just talking about the Cheesecake Bistro, the brick and mortar on St. Charles that's been iconic there for years, has recently closed due to Al wants to do something different. And he's doing something different. And it's happened. It's coming soon. It's right on the cuff. And Al, I want you to talk about it. I think it's something different that coming from the Copelands that anyone's ever seen.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. It is it's very different, but it's very close to our roots, very close to home. The name of the concept is called Nolé, the cuisine de las Americas, the cuisine of the Americas. And Nolé is the blend of the word Nola and Olé, Nolé.
Yep.
And so this all started with trying to be the best restaurant we could be in the location that we have. What a location that is. There's 10,000 square feet of restaurant downstairs. There's 100 off-site parking spots there that are just amazing because it was an old car dealership back in the day. Building opened in 1917 as a Packard dealership and ended up closing as a Stevens Imports Mercedes-Benz dealership before we took it over and opened Strea years ago. People might remember the fight between my dad and Ann Rice. That was quite a wicked process back then. But anyway, we really sought out to determine what the unmet need of the neighborhood. There's a lot of people in New Orleans doing a lot of great food, man. And just the food is not going to cut it anymore. You need to have an experience or a story behind the whole thing, and it's got to be very purposeful. It has to be authentic. And if you want somebody to call you out on your shit, New Orleans is the place to do it. Sorry, I don't know about that stuff.
No, they got a delay.
Yeah, right. Okay. But New Orleans will do that. I mean, it's real cooking, and we need to make sure that we're authentic in every way. So I want to tell you a little bit about the story that got us here. I was raised from the age of about 6 years old to 12 years old. In Houma, Louisiana, and my mother's side of the family is the last name was Lecomte, and they were true French Cajuns, and they hunt what they ate, and they grew from their garden, and they really spiced their food very well, all fresh from the garden. Talk about farm to table, and from the garden to the table, that was truly the experience that I grew up in, and my father grew up in, and that helped birth Popeyes. But in this case, I wanted to pay homage to that history and of my life, and how I can bring that freshness in that Cajun French, you know, to life. But I said, you know, there's plenty of that going around here, so I need to come up with another way to do it. So I said, you know, one of the growing populations is a Spanish population, and not only that, but the food category itself has been growing at a high rate. So I said, I'm interested in, it wasn't Mexican. Like, I wanted Latin. I wanted South American, you know, Middle American. I wanted to really take in the cuisine and the cultures of that. And the more I dug into it, man, I couldn't believe how much of it was so similar in so many ways. Not only the use of, like, pork products from andouille to chorizo to cochon de lait, but the chilies and the peppers from, you know, the cayenne, jalapenos, bell peppers, and poblano peppers. You know, the seafood is used heavily in both of these cultures. The layering of flavors is just phenomenal when you look at what they're doing here with gumbos and moles and jambalaya and paella, those kind of things. Beans and rice play a big part in both cultures. The po' boy and the torta are very big flavors using diverse ingredients. And then the use of hot sauces, I mean, incredible in both cultures. And the sopapillas and the beignets, I mean, man, it continued to layer on the food similarities of this. And it wasn't just with food. I mean, it was culturally, too. There were so many things that were happening that I felt were so right, especially for New Orleans. I mean, we call it the French Quarter, but it's really the Spanish Quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, back in the 1800s, I mean, ruled by Spain, and so was the Americas, so is South America. So in so many ways, there's architecturally a lot of things going on that are just awesome.
Yeah, and you know what? When I was talking to you a couple of weeks ago, and I was asking you a question that, you know, I'm probably going to get this halfway right, but I know halfway is better than no way right, is I thought, because, you know, where your family's from visual, You can't tell if someone's Cajun French or it's Llanos. And it's Llanos people that came from the Canary Islands. And they have a festival, I think, in St. Bernard Parish. Mm-hmm. And it's like a Cajun Creole type festival, but it celebrates the Spanish community. And I know I got that part right. Mm-hmm. And that fits right up the alley. And that's New Orleans. That's the history, you know. I'm so excited for you, and I can't wait to see all the great things that are coming out of that building.
Well, you know what's interesting is I don't know much about Latin food. So I said, I need to hire a chef. So I need to hire someone that really knows that food. And I tell you, it was Chris Lux is working with me, still running Harris Steakhouse. But he was working with me to help develop the menu. And his grandparents did to him what my grandparents did to me on the Cajun French side. He got the same experience from his grandparents on the Latin side.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was, the stories were so similar, we said, no, we got to get together and birth this thing. This is amazing. So this thing just kept developing. And when I really started to think about it from a cultural perspective, I got really excited about it because, I mean, we celebrate food in very similar ways. Like we talk about our next meal the way that we do here and the way they do there. We take food and drink at every gathering, whether it's a celebration of funerals, birthdays, or anniversaries. I mean, and then the carnival and the Mardi Gras. You know, look at the similarities here. They just continue to layer in. I mean, the Catholic Lent traditions are similar. I cannot believe how it continued to layer on. This is a perfect concept, and no one's doing this. No one's done this, and we're perfectly qualified to do it. And it's not a fusion. You know, it's true authentic in each way. When you look at the menu, I mean, there's ingredients like merloton is used in there. We smoke pecans, and okra is used, and, you know, we have, red bean salsa that we're doing there. And we use... We do a couchon de la paella.
Man.
And, of course, we got a fried chicken on the menu. We got Al's fried chicken fajitas. So we're going to have a blast with this thing, man. I'm excited about it. We got cracklins served with Mexican pork stew. So I just feel really good about it. It's definitely it's the untold story that just got to be told.
When do you think opening day will be? Is there opening day, or are you still in the works?
The opening day is scheduled for March 28th. I mean, a few days from now.
Wow,
right?
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, we may get pushed back a day or two depending on situations that are outside of our control, but that's the date we're shooting for, and all indications before I came here today was that was a good date.
Yeah?
Yep.
That's perfect, man.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Oh, look, we got a caller. Gregory, you're on the food show. What's happening, man?
Hey, Justin, it's nice to talk to you. It's so nice to hear from James, especially Al. We don't get to hear enough from him. I'm so excited about what's going on with this new restaurant. And I also wanted to mention, you know, I had a minor association with your father back in the 80s, and he was a gracious and kind man, bigger than life, I tell you that. And he was a good guy. I actually know you. You know, I made commercials for you guys in the early 80s for Popeyes.
No kidding. How about that?
Oh, showing man, it was age. A lot of fun. Oh, man, y'all had a beautiful Popeyes in Lakeside Shopping Center, and I worked at Rubenstein Brothers there. And one time I'm walking there getting my lunch, and there's a girl saying, hey, you want to be in a Popeyes commercial? And sure enough, I tried out, and I got the gig.
How about that? Very cool.
Fun. Yeah, and those were fun commercials, too. They were goofy, and they were good, and everybody knew what they, you know, you could just hear that theme music. And you know what it meant. It meant Popeyes. And there was another thing. There was one item that I always loved at Copeland's of New Orleans, and I had never had tasso before. And I remember when your father put that tasso fettuccine on the menu as a side dish. Oh, was that stuff delicious? You could put that stuff on cardboard. It'd be a gourmet meal.
Lamborghini fettuccine.
That's it.
It was named after his car.
Yeah. But I tell you what, it's just so nice hearing you talking now. You ought to talk more often because I'm so excited about everything that's going on in your life. And congratulations to your friend James there. That's quite a job to, you know, keep those recipes rolling. And Justin, always love when you guest host for Tom. Always
oh man,
love.
I it's awesome that Tom lets me do this, and I always make sure. I get great people, and
certainly did this time.
Oh, certainly Al's did. Definitely the top of the cast, especially what he's doing.
Thank you, guys.
He's a good guy, and I know personally. All right, you guys take care. I love you.
All right, Greg.
You know, my father there, you either loved him or you loved to hate him.
That's when you know you got a good guy.
That's exactly right. But he was an awesome man, and I learned a lot of lessons from him. You know, he brought us upright. You know, we weren't raised with a silver spoon in our mouth. You know, I mean, I worked really, really hard. I still work really, really hard. And to me, that means a lot. My kids, I have 5 daughters, and they work really, really hard. And when they found out we had a few bucks, they go, "Dad, I didn't realize we had any money." You know, and so it's been a way of life, and it's really about appreciation for life and not being, you know, taking life for granted, taking people for granted. I mean, I always tell my guys, we're in the people business. We just happen to sell food. This is not. This is really about trying to inspire people to be the best them. And when I see, and my father passed away, I started thinking about legacy, you know, and we're on this planet for just a short while. And whenever you have an opportunity to impact people's lives, we need to do it. And this Al Copeland Foundation, you know, many people are inspired by the stuff that we're doing here, the very focused initiative we have. And it's really about just taking something you believe in and excelling in it, because we don't have to do this. We just want to do this. We want to save lives. We want to help people. And I want to see people be the best them. I think our employees, you know, we have a crew development program that allows them to start at a dishwasher like James did and work his way up to corporate chef. I mean, the sky's the limit to how far you can go. And when you look at it as more than a job but a career opportunity for a company, and it's a local company that you believe in and are doing good for the community, that's a great place to be.
That's awesome. Well, look, we're live with 105.3 FM HD2. When we get back, we're going to talk more Nolé and a little more Copeland's fried chicken. Back at you. Okay, man. Muchas gracias. You're on the food show. J.W. Kennedy here. We're talking big things. Nolé, baby. Opening up right there in the old brick-and-mortar cheesecake bistro location. Look, we got a caller. You're on the food show. Steven, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, man.
I was in the submarine steak sandwich business on the East Coast before moving to New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And every time I go home, of course, you got to have the sub or steak. And there's one company that makes a Thanksgiving sandwich or submarine, different bread, but than your poor boy, every day of the week.
Wow.
And so maybe I could connect you two up, and you next time you go to the East Coast and go down and spend a day or two of and see
how they do it.
And make it, because if they're selling it 7 days a week, because it's my mother's favorite sandwich, mm-hmm. So that's what she always gets. So they always have it. So if they're making it 7 days a week, they're making money.
Where part of the East Coast is this?
Delaware.
Okay.
A town called Middletown. But they also have them in Wilmington, which is the top of the state, which is just an hour from Philadelphia. And 2 hours or so from 3 hours from New York City.
Yeah, yeah.
So I could probably line you up with them and maybe go up and spend a day or two with them.
Definitely so, Stephen. You've been doing all right?
I've been doing all right. You know, I'm recovering from a quadruple heart bypass, but I'm doing all right.
Hey, man.
I'm walking around. It's not cancer, but it's, sometimes you wonder if it's not as bad as cancer, but it's, you know, you never know tomorrow if I'm going to wake up or not. But, you know, that's the way it goes in life. I'm 67, so.
Well, God bless you, man. Well, thanks for calling, and I'm definitely going to look you up to find that place out.
Okay.
Thank you. So, going back to talking about Nolé, Al Copeland's newest restaurant that's about to open. Al just left, actually. He dropped the mic. That was his exit because he has to get back to St. Charles. Because right now, when he left, he was telling me, "Look, we're still hiring. We're to the end point of hiring for this restaurant, and we need not great. We need wonderful people." People that are just not looking for a job. They're looking to give people an experience. And there's plenty of, they're looking for servers. looking for the hostesses and looking for cooks. And he said, if you know, there's two ways to go. You can go to Copeland's jobs.com, Copeland's jobs.com, and you can apply there. But he said the best way to do it, if you want to get a job and you think you fall in that category, and the listeners, you might not even be the person that wants the job, but you probably know someone who really needs one who would fit this great cast of people. Just go up there. You know, walk in Nole right there on St. Charles Avenue and in the Carriage House Hotel. And they're there from 8 to 8 right now, 8 in the morning to 8 in the evening. So you walk in, say you want a job, they'll interview you right there, give you an application. And maybe you might want to be, you might be one of the lucky ones to be a part of this team that's about to run this phenomenal restaurant, you know, in New Orleans. And it's definitely, we've been waiting on it for a long time. So, James, I'm excited. And
me too, man.
And as for you, Chris Lusk is running this. James runs everything else with the Copeland Group. Chris Lusk is going to be running this one. Am I wrong or right with
Al? No, you're correct. Yeah.
And Chris, he's no stranger to the pot and pan.
Awesome guy.
Yeah, he's been around, right? His family actually taught him Latin food, and I mean, he was raised up in it.
Yeah, he has an amazing pedigree. I mean, like, he knows his stuff for sure. And like when he comes, I'm able to participate in some of his showings with Al. And generally, when we're in the swing of things, I'm showing food to Al two or three times a week, regardless of what's going on. So like I kind of had to hand over my time slot to Chris, and happily to do so, because like some of the stuff he's been bringing in has been awesome.
Yeah.
And we get to talk about some of the other places he's worked at, like Revolution and some of these other places, and he's just amazing.
I was with a couple of guys in here from Chris Montero with the Ralph Brennan Group. He runs Napoleon House, but he used to run Baco. Tory McPhail with Commander's Palace, and they were telling me, man, you know, with Revolution, you know, there was some, you know, John Foles, which is a phenomenal chef.
Love that place.
But John Foles, he's put his time in. He's not going to be in there grinding out day in, day out in that kitchen. But he put it together. But Chris was the man in that kitchen putting the food out, you know, and it just shows, you know, what a great restaurant that is.
Yeah.
He's been at Caribbean Room as well, and he's also running a steakhouse at Harris, and he's natural, just like Copeland. He's not just a one trick pony. He can do a couple of things, and this it's going to be awesome. The fresh food he puts out in Olay, I'm looking forward to it. I'll definitely be one of the first ones there in line. But you, James, you got your hands full. Just with Mirepoix, but Copeland's as well. And Copeland's, if you haven't been there in a while, buddy, get in your car, drive down there. Everybody has a favorite Copeland's. You know, my favorite Copeland's, I'm just going to say, my favorite, I mean, is the one in Kenner. You know, it's just the one I like. It's no reason why. It just feels like home. And it's probably the, I think there's one in
Harahan,
yep, right?
We have one on Manhattan Boulevard right now, and the nearest ones after that are in Slidell on Gauze, in Covington, and then you got Houma, another place.
I think the reason why I stray to the one in Kenner is just because that I feel like if anyone need, I mean the mall.
Mm-hmm.
The mall's closed halfway.
Right.
So you don't have that mall traffic. It's just naturally drifting in. So if I want to support one, I mean, they're all great. Support anyone you want to, but that's the one I'll support personally.
Yeah.
Cheesecake Bistro, it has closed on St. Charles, but there are Cheesecake Bistros still around if you want
that. Yeah, we still have one in Baton Rouge on Blue Bonnet in front of the mall.
Right.
And we also have one in Bossier City that is – I guess we like to put those in front of malls because that's like a open air walking mall, those are two Cheesecake Bistro locations.
Yeah, yeah. So what are you doing? So what I'm saying is, I know you work the menus. I saw you when I first met you up there in the test kitchen, just doing. You were telling me you were putting a new menu together. This was a year and a half, 2 years ago. You've probably done five new menus since then.
We normally do two menu changes a year to try to take advantage of the seasons and, you know, prices and stuff. So
yeah, but it's never, you know, always have the classic. What's some classic favorites you can look at on that people look for? It's been going there since for 35 years.
Shrimp and tassel pasta, Bayou broccoli, crab and shrimp Alfredo, hot crab claws. Some of the things you just think of, like when you say Copeland's, like
you can't
know,
change.
You can't change. You don't want to, you know.
And the fried chicken, you know, I'm not going to say I don't know if I can say that, but I don't know. I would go to Copeland's. I don't know. The Copeland's fried chicken. I guess there's a reason. You know, y'all have Popeyes because it's great. You know, the fried chicken's best ever.
That's my favorite. Like, I mean, like that was developed a few years ago. It's relatively new dish, but I just like it for the fact that it's something that's not sitting around. It's made fresh for you. It even says on the menu, please wait 15 minutes. It's marinated overnight. It's battered right then and there, and it's made fresh just for you. It's not sitting around in a heat lamp anywhere. Yeah. So, like, you guarantee to get, like, a good hot fried chicken.
And it's not
that.
Like just – one thing about fried chicken, it's not like a – you know you're selling it, so you probably – I mean, there's probably three or four dedicated fryers to fried chicken back there just pumping it out because
– when we get busy, yeah.
And they fry to order. They don't have fried chicken sitting under a light and waiting for you to – it doesn't get dropped until you order it. And definitely – The fried chicken and the biscuits, you know, even though that's an old staple, how Big Al got started, definitely still a fixture in-house at Copeland's of New Orleans.
Right.
Those biscuits, like I said, I broke a biscuit up and put it in that corn and crab biscuit, and it was off the hook. What's some of the new things or some of the good things, that favorite things that you've come up with and just some of the things going on at Copeland's new that you wouldn't expect?
Well, like, so Lent's rolling around. We just got started with that just after Mardi Gras, so we have our seafood promo going on at both Copeland's and Cheesecake Bistro locations. Some things you might not expect. We have I kind of took a little inspiration from Chris and Nole, so we have a blackened catfish taco with a crumbled cotija cheese and a grilled cucumber and corn salsa. We have a crab stuffed soft shell crab with a corn and scallion pancake. And a citrus gastrique is phenomenal. We wouldn't even have considered doing something like that in the past. It's something that we decided to play with this time around. We have a grilled oyster pasta. We took
you got to explain that.
We took Louisiana oysters, and they're like nice, big, plump oysters, and saute them in a lot of garlic and garlic butter. And then we kind of finish it off in a sauce that has, you know, some of the flavors that you would think about when you're talking about grilled oysters. So we have a little bit of smoke in there, some Worcestershire. And so we put those oysters on top of pasta, put like your charbroiled cheese on top of it, and just bake it until they get brown and bubbly. So it's like it's like charbroiled oysters on top of pasta. That's the idea behind it. And then you got some bread.
That's happening right now?
Yeah, right now, yeah. You can go after the show, I'll take you there right now.
Dude, that's insane.
And another item we have, a seafood ravioli. It was just kind of a throw off. We have a four cheese ricotta ravioli with sauteed shrimp and oysters, tomatoes and mushrooms, and like light cream tomato sauce on top of that. And they're selling like gangbusters already.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, just a couple of months ago, I went there and strayed away from the chicken, and I got a steak, and it's just how Al talked about the steaks. I had that, I guess. What was it called? The butterfly sirloin? I mean, it was
steak le bougere.
Man, that was good. It had some kind of wine sauce or some kind of sweet sauce.
Well, I think you might be talking about our steak frites. Like, so we had like
that's a, it. Yeah, it no,
like
that
a,
was
like
it.
A mushroom demi-glace.
Oh,
a little brandy.
Man, that was sickly good. That was good, man. I bit a piece of my fingernail off trying to get a little of that meat. But yeah, what y'all are doing is awesome, man. And,
thank you.
And it has to be so cool to be working for the company. How is Al? He's gone. He's not here right now. How is Al? Is he all right to work for?
Yes, he is.
Seems like an all right guy. When
yes,
I, you
he
know.
Is. I mean, he has his ideas of what he wants to do, and like sometimes you have to dig to find that. Like he has a notion of where he wants to go.
Some of the ideas, like, how am I going to pull that off, Al?
Yeah, you know, and you know, your job is to say yes and then go find it. And you know, my hat's off to Chris. He had to do that for Nole this entire time. Like, Al had an idea of what he wanted to do. It wasn't like a fully formed thing. So they had to go find the way together. And, you know, I look at him across the room and he's working. I see him. I was like, I feel your pain. I know what you're going through. But this is the gig, you know.
How is the restaurant just, is it Have you seen it? Have you been in there? Is it? I know it's been on construction.
I think I'm going to see it for the first time on the VIP night. Yeah, like they're waiting to hold everybody back, you know, until it's time for the big reveal. And I've never seen it from that perspective. You know, I've seen the background work. I've seen some of the food. I've seen the menus. I've seen, you know, the recipes, and I've seen all the ideations and everything. But I haven't seen the actual physical space yet. I know what it was like before because I worked there. I was a manager at Cheesecake Bistro before, and so I know the idea of the building and the hotel and everything. But I feel like I'm kind of wanting to see it.
I'm really curious because I went there. I went to Cheesecake. I mean, not even a year ago, and that is it has a big footprint.
It does.
That
it
restaurant.
Really does, yeah.
And just, I know it's, you're going to walk in and it's just going to knock your socks off. It's going to be totally different. I know the vibe's just going to be insane. So
yeah.
Definitely looking forward to that. Now said he's shooting maybe for next week, late next mm-hmm. week.
They've been through training. Like they've been kicked off training, I think, since last weekend. You know, just the initial starts up at the restaurant, getting everything put away and everything. And they've been in training, so they're going to go straight through. Until that opening day, they're going to do their mock services, their VIP party, a soft opening, and grand opening, and that's the 28th.
So so that's no lay, y'all. Be looking for it. Latin Restaurant by Chris Lusk and, of course, Al Copeland Jr. It's right there on St. Charles Avenue where the old Cheesecake Bistro used to be. You can still get your Cheesecake Bistro fix in Bossier City, and you can get it right up the road in Baton Rouge, okay, and Copeland's New Orleans is forget about it. They're all around. I know there's one in Harahan, and one of my favorites is the one over there in Kenner on West Esplanade.
And Al has something up his sleeve for like right here in New Orleans as well.
What?
Yeah, coming up soon.
What's happening?
Talking about a location on Spanish Plaza.
Spanish
so it's gonna
Plaza.
Be right here on your footprint.
Spanish Plaza is right there on the river, right? Is it right there at the Riverwalk?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That's going to be off. You know what, Copeland's? I thought when they closed Cheesecake, they were going to put a Copeland's there. Because I want to see a Copeland's back in
that was
New
one.
Orleans.
That was one of the plans. Like, we went through a lot of plans, and we've been talking about that, about what to do with that space for a while. And that was one of the plans, and we've always said there needs to be a Copeland's in New Orleans, and this is where the Spanish Plaza comes in at. So I think we went the right way with opening Nole, because I think he's right. It fits a space that has been vacant for a while, and now we're going to fill another one.
Yeah. That's going to be awesome. And that space right there, it's a lot of outdoorsy, right? There's mm-hmm. a lot of outdoor seating mm-hmm. right on the river, man. Mm-hmm. A lot of good views.
Yeah.
Oh man, I can see me drinking a glass of wine and diving into a bowl of corn and cress bisque with some crumbled biscuits and some crispy Copeland spicy fried chicken. Man, my mouth's watering all over it. Tom, you're gonna have to wash this microphone, man. I'm drooling all over it. But
I might make you a steak freeze for old time's sake.
Yeah. So Mirepoix,
yes,
I know you're doing something. Have you? It's so how do you spell Mirepoix?
Mirepoix, spelled M-I-R-E-P-O-I-X, Mirepoix.
And that's the Creole Trinity? Is that what that means?
Well, so Mirepoix is the French version of the Cajun Trinity. Like, so in French cooking, when you it's shorthand, when you say I need a Mirepoix, you don't have to explain what that is.
Right.
It's onion, celery, and carrots. The Cajun Creole version of that is the Cajun Trinity. That's onion, celery, and bell pepper. So, like, when you're making, like, a chicken stock, for instance, you reach for a Mirepoix.
Right.
You know, if you're making gumbo, you reach for a Trinity.
So the Snolé is new. Mirepoix is also new. Have you done a catering job yet?
I've done many catering jobs for Copeland's, you know, like, as a Copeland chef doing Copeland's events. Like, we've done, as before mentioned, the Lymphomaniacs one. We've done a number of events at Mardi Gras World.
Right.
I remember far back when I was a cook. I remember we even did the Governor's Mansion once.
That's
we've
awesome.
done a lot of events, but none officially
with Mirepoix.
as a offsite catering company. It's always just been an extension of Copeland's
itself. It's just because it's that new.
Yeah, it's that accessible too.
Yeah, yeah. So that's exciting, man. What's something you're anything new with working on the menu for Mirepoix? You're excited to blow somebody's mind with?
The thing that I'm excited about the most on Mirepoix is that it's wide open. The menu, there is no physical menu. It's wide open. I can reach for something we've done in the past. I can tweak it my own way. I can create new dishes to fit a client's feel or what they want for their event. I can do whatever I want as long as it fits that parameter.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I'm the most excited about.
And it's never a different day, you know?
Right.
Can you cook kosher?
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. That's going to happen. You're going to have to get it blessed by a rabbi one day, man. You know, that's catering. I've just talked to people in the catering business, especially this one guy I was talking to him in movie catering. It's just they have so much fun because it's just a different day, a different challenge, and that's what makes it fresh and fun. And when you deliver food and you bring it to people, it's just a whole different ball game. But man, it's been a great show. You know, just talking about the life and legacy of Al Copeland Sr., what Al Jr., his son, is. Has rolled out from Big Al doing Popeyes to Copeland's in New Orleans, and that's still going strong over 35 years. And then, to you, James, being at the helm of that and so many other things with Mirepoix and Nole just opening up around the corner, it's absolutely amazing. So thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
Tom and Mary Ann, thanks for having me on the show. It's Justin Kennedy, JW from Parkway Bakery, signing off. See you next time. This is The Food Show, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.